Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
All right, 5 minutes here before Dr. Jane Ruby joins me. I want to get a couple of news stories out here. The northern border is now being invaded. Well, I guess the word is out. Oh, could those be Russians coming in? Oh, boy. What about the Russians? I don't think they want to come here. Northern U.S. border encounters with illegals more than doubles in 7 months. This is on the northern border now. And as we've told you, as we've documented ourselves, they're overwhelming hotels in all kinds of different cities with the illegal immigrants. It's everywhere. It's probably happening in your city right now where you're tuned in. Heather Mullins caught this going on at a Ramada Inn in New York City. She confronted, because they get private armed security, by the way, just like they do down at the border. They get private armed security. You don't get a Second Amendment anymore. Illegal immigrants get private armed security paid for with your tax dollars. It's happening at a Ramada Inn in New York City. Heather Mullins confronted the officer there. It went like this.
My dispatcher told me that.
Wait, so who? Yeah, I recorded the entire thing in there, and nobody identified themselves as an employee of the hotel.
I understand. That's why I came in. I went straight to the hotel manager who runs the whole hotel, and he told me that they do want you trespass. So it was on his order.
What does want you trespass mean?
Basically means you can't come back to this property again, or you'll be arrested for trespassing. But well, that's what I was trying to get to. If you go down to, like, I understand you're a reporter. If you want to go down to Denny's or do any from there, that's not their property. You have every right to be there, but coming up here to their lot, to their hotel, you are not allowed back on this property.
So that's what you get. And this is the exact same thing that happened to us in McAllen with my crew in 2021. And we went to a bunch of different hotels where it was filled up with illegal immigrants. And they kick you off property, claim you're trespassing, and then the police come up and threaten to arrest you. Now, in fairness, you know, the police, you can say, just doing their job. And they say, well, for us, the case was similar to this. He said, look, if you walk onto these hotels' property, we will arrest you, but the property line ends right here. So if you want to film right here, do right here, you're free right here. You can do anything you want right here. But as soon as you cross that, we're going to be forced to arrest you. So, I mean, turnabout, perhaps fair play there. But the point is, there's more protection for the illegal immigrants than for you. And they know what they're doing is wrong. That's why they're running this protection racket. This is our footage right here from the crew. Wow, they pulled that up fast. Ace job there. But yeah, this is so you notice that we're walking on the sidewalk here, filming the illegal immigrants coming off of these vans, coming out of these vans all day long on the sidewalk because we weren't allowed on hotel property or we would be arrested. But the illegal immigrants who broke every law to come in, that's all good. That's just fine. All right, quickly here, from what they're finding in Maricopa County with voter fraud is incredible. Give me this clip here from the hearing.
As our expert will testify, this isn't a question of not getting it right. It's simply they are not physically capable of reviewing the signature, both from the standpoint of being able to do an assessment with respect to the procedures, but also with respect to the functionality of the computer, when the images, you have to scroll down to check the record signature. You don't see the scrolling down function. What that log data shows, Your Honor, is that over 274,000 ballots were approved at less than 3 seconds each. That includes one signature verifier who approved 100% of the 26,900 signatures that he verified at less than 3 seconds a signature. Maricopa's log file data shows that 11 of these signature verification workers approved 170,000 signatures at a rate of less than between 0 and 2.99 seconds. With a 99.97%.
So, in other words, the verification on the mail-in ballots was literally impossible. It was totally fraudulent. But you know what? What's my problem, guys? Come on. Democrats would never lie about an election. Democrats would never cheat to win an election. Democrats would never lie about the southern border. Democrats would never lie about race relations. Democrats would never lie to you. They would never lie to you. They don't lie about anything ever. They wouldn't cheat for an election victory. Of course.
Iodine is naturally acquired through the soil, which is at the foundation of our entire food supply. Modern farming techniques have stripped the soil of this essential trace element, which has caused an iodine deficiency in about half the population. And there are two things we need to do about it. We need to practice more regenerative farming. There are plenty of proven technologies in permaculture and biodynamics that will naturally keep the soil rich with iodine. And we need to ensure that we get the sufficient amount of iodine every day. Derived from ancient sea salts found thousands of feet below the Earth's surface, our InfoWars Life Survival Shield X3 is hands down the best. Pure nascent iodine, stabilized in an activated tri-iodine form. For a healthy thyroid and a healthy metabolism, get yours now at InfoWarsStore.com.
The front lines of the information war. It's Owen Schroyer. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
Joins me now, DrJaneRuby.com, at Real Dr. Jane Ruby on Twitter. And, you know, it may seem like ancient history, everything we went through with COVID, but we can't let this slide into the history books and let all the people that committed so many crimes against humanity get away with this. And we're learning more, not just about the medical protocols from Anthony Fauci, but other hospital protocols as well. And Dr. Jane Ruby, unfortunately, what we suspected or even knew all along, that these protocols were really responsible for most of the COVID deaths, it now looks like at this point the COVID protocols, the medical protocols, the hospital protocols, the treatment protocols, all of it, it looks like they were responsible for the vast majority of COVID deaths. Not actually COVID is what we're learning. What are your thoughts? What is your information as we learn more about this?
Yeah, thanks for having me. Great to be back with you, Owen. These hospitals are knowingly, we now know from the work of Attorney Tom Rentz, as you know, that these hospitals knowingly, with intent, not only allowed people to die under these conditions, but they purposely set out a collection of actions that resulted in the deaths and then called it COVID. I mean, it's all coming out now. These hospitals, I have told a number of representatives from hospitals, Owen, that these are the killing fields. These are the atrocity is that these are people who took oaths to help people, to make them better, to promise to care for them and protect them in their most vulnerable states. And they did the extreme opposite. You know, there is a process to this, what we call the CDC death protocol. And every step along this way, Owen, is reimbursed by the federal government. So the minute you hop into a hospital for any reason, broken arm, car accident, it doesn't matter, you're going to get an obligatory nasal swab because they get reimbursed for it. And then, of course, the PCR test is fake, recalled, and you're going to get a false positive. Cha-ching. Then you're going to be isolated from your family and friends and any advocacy. So that's when the real danger begins. You're going to be given drugs that you don't want, drugs against your will, usually narcotics like midazolam and others, fentanyl. And then you're going to be really incapacitated. Your respirations are going to change and decrease. And then, oops, I guess you need remdesivir because you're positive for COVID. There are hundreds of thousands of dollars that are being spent. And I've told nurses that stayed behind, Owen, that's no excuse. You enabled the death protocol. You enabled it. You're complicit in murder.
Yeah, and look, for the whole, hey, I was just doing my job, I got bills to pay, this is a discussion that it's hard to have because we can have empathy for those people. We can understand where they're coming from, but still that doesn't give you the right. You still took part in this. We don't say, oh, well, the Nazi soldiers just doing their job. They were just doing their job. They were okay. No, that's not how we look at it at all. In fact, we look at that as the example of why you don't say, oh, I'm just doing my job. But, you know, I'm listening to you talk here, and I can't help but find a parallel. There's this big uproar we've seen in Congress lately because of what they call a Ticketmaster racketeering effort, where they claim that these ticket brokerage sites are basically screwing over the customers because of the ticket gouging and the high prices and everything. And while there might be something to that, the truth is, for the most part, that's just how the free market is working. And people pay 10 grand to go to a Taylor Swift concert. That's just mostly the free market working. It's not even necessarily a Ticketmaster issue. But it's funny because when I'm hearing you talk, this is the real racketeering. The real racketeering is going on in the health industry. The real racketeering is going on in the hospitals. You just described it right there. Why don't we have the same uproar in Congress over that blatant racketeering? That's not free market. That is blatant racketeering.
Look, this is the same Congress that sat silent while our military was decimated day in and day out, forced to take this poison. You have people like Lieutenant Colonel Dr. Teresa Long, who's grounding fighter pilots, elite fighter pilots, because they're having heart attacks and strokes. But back to the culpability. Oh, and these people know they're killing people. Little known fact about my past, I'm a nursing professor. I've taught nursing at the graduate and undergraduate level. There is no way, and I would testify to this in a court of law against these people. There's no way they don't know they're killing people because somebody's hanging those remdesivir bags, right? And you keep hanging those medication bags with those infusions and they keep rolling your patients out dead. You know what you're doing. There is absolutely no excuse. The nurses that stay, the doctors that stay, these people are all part of it. And their intent, because they know they're getting incentivized, they know they're getting paid for it. This is not a free market piece here. This is intent to kill, a murder for hire. I've had countless people, family members, Owen, you know, surviving relatives, and they tell me, unbeknown to each other, they're telling me the same story with the same exact patterns, the same elements. I've had friends who were attorneys and physicians who got caught up in these hospital systems that were texting me frantically, I'm in here, I'm scared, they won't let me out, my family doesn't have any access, they took my phone. It was the same story over and over again, and here's the worst part of it. People are put in isolated rooms, Owen, to die. They're given medications that incapacitate them. Whatever consciousness they have left, they're in a cold, dark room, and they eventually die with no one, no comforting voice, no family member, not even a nurse who holds their hand and just says, I'm with you. It's going to be okay. And in fact, they hasten their death. Any nurse or doctor knows if you continue to give morphine sulfate over and over again, you're going to depress the respirations and you're going to stop their breathing. In fact, when somebody gets to two or three respirations a minute, you should stop because you want to comfort the end of life, which is hospice, which is a totally different situation. That's with the patient's full consent. But you don't ever want to hasten it. You don't want to move it to death. That's not in our purview. That's God's purview. And these people are despicable. And Owen, I swear, I will be at the ready. I will be available for any court case that is a prosecution against these people because they know and I know, and I know they know, that they knew what they were doing every step along the way that killed people.
Well, and we had whistleblowers at the very front of this that were calling this out, showing the internal documents, the internal databases. So we knew that this was going on for a while. And you kind of had a good segue into my next question here, which is, so what's the next step? I mean, we had the whistleblowers at first. We had the revelations at first. There was some momentum there. We did save some lives. But now here we are 3 years later. And, you know, I mean, look, I'm guilty of it, too. I've moved on to the next story. I'm moving on to the next big issue that we're trying to juggle. How do we get the focus back onto this, and how do we, the people, seek justice for this premeditated murder that went on? Folks, 90, I don't know the exact number, it's over 90% of COVID deaths happened in a hospital. If you went to the hospital with COVID, you were going to die, were the odds.
Yeah, and they facilitated it. I'm not a legal expert, but I'm working very closely with attorney Tom Renz on this issue, and people are starting to pay attention. And what he has told me is that intent vitiates any protection they had under the PREP Act, the emergency use authorizations, and all of that. So it's time to start bringing lawsuits, either both class action or individual lawsuits, against these hospitals. They are vulnerable because they knew what they were doing. And with Tom's latest revelation of his whistleblower who had a tape that revealed this, we're going to start seeing this happen very soon.
All right, I want to continue this on the other side of the break with more updates because, I mean, Tom Renz is hitting the pavement every day. You're making yourself available on this. What other sources of information or other sources of legal pushback can we find here with Dr. Jane Ruby? We'll be right back.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to DanPilla.com to order your copy. That's DanPilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to DanPilla.com. That's DanPilla.com.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Most basic diseases are caused by yeast in the gut and metals in the liver, and we all have a bit of both. The garlic in Extendivite has a yeast-killing effect in the gut while also helping the sulfur enzyme in the liver get rid of the metals. Extendivite just may improve your overall health. Products like Extendivite are the only way we are going to get our society healthy. And if you're waiting for the government and pharmaceutical care to solve your health problems, you're going to have a long, disappointing wait, I think. Extendivite is a complete formula for extended life in the new millennium. 80 can be the new 60. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Dr. Jane Ruby is our guest here on the Alex Jones Show. Owen Schroyer, guest hosting today. We're talking about, really, I would say it's the legal fight now for justice. What was done to far too many people resulted in hundreds of thousands of deaths. The COVID protocols suggested by Anthony Fauci and others inside the CDC that ended up getting a lot of people killed, quite frankly. In fact, the hospital was the last place you wanted to go with COVID. That is probably was going to be the last place you ever went. And so we have all the data. We have all the information. Now, you've talked about Thomas Renz doing a great job. Obviously, you're making yourself available. What other outlets? I mean, maybe there's somebody in here that had a family member that got killed by the protocols. Maybe there's somebody in here that's a lawyer that wants to get involved with this. What other kind of outlets or outreach can you promote here so that we cannot drop the ball on this?
Sure, and let me add that we're all still vulnerable to this. There are laws on state books that extended this CDC death protocol and the supposed protections that went with it. So it's still very dangerous, Owen, to go to a hospital. But here's what I would suggest to people to start thinking about now, while you can. First of all, form alliances in your family, in your neighborhood, in your community of people, and do an inventory of expertise in different areas. I'll tell you why. You want to formulate sort of alternative or maybe parallel healthcare systems. Utilize the urgent care centers because they don't have ventilators. Okay, they're not going to be incentivized. So maybe create additional forms of those urgent care centers to get more health care that won't make you vulnerable to going to a hospital. Another thing is, everybody's got a little first aid kit at home, you know, with a few Band-Aids in it. Hey, you've got to go full bore now. There's still lots available. Get an advanced first aid kit. I've got one. I can show you many, many pictures and links to them. They open up like have a station, if you will, in a part of your house with all kinds of advanced items in it, like tourniquets and things to stop blood and to do suturing, because you want to stay off this industrial complex hospital grid. That's what's dangerous. These are the money-hungry, greedy, you know, entities that are going to, they're going to not only let you die, but and hasten your death for all for money. And then again, I'm not the legal expert here, but I am all for filing lawsuits, getting together with others in terms of filing class action suits against individual doctors that took care of you, nurses that took care of you, because they need to feel the pain of their intent and of their just what they enabled. They know they're complicit in murder. So those are the things that I do. I have a very advanced first aid kit. It's absolutely amazing. I'm a nurse practitioner, so I'm trained to use most of it. But there are elements in these kits that can save you the danger of going to a hospital for most things. Obviously, if you need surgery emergently, but you have to go to a hospital for some of those things. But I highly urge you to be very aggressive in terms of insisting on advocacy, never being left alone, and being very careful, Owen, as to what you sign. There are documents. Informed consent documents that have unfortunately been, you know, modified to include your giving permission for general vaccines. Very, very dangerous. So you've got to read, no matter how much duress you're under, or have an advocate read before you sign, even for a simple outpatient procedure, something very minor. You'd be surprised at what they slip into these informed consents. It's really dangerous.
Yeah, and to think that that's the situation that we're in, like, you go to the hospital, maybe you need some surgery or something, and they're like, okay, first you need to sign this. Well, gee, okay, I guess I got to call my lawyer now. I guess I got to read this ridiculous document now to get, you know, my broken leg fixed up or whatever. And then you read it, and it's like, yep, we can vaccinate you with whatever we want, or we can even kill you if you want. It's like, okay, well, I guess I'm not signing that. So it's sad to think that's the state of things. But before we move on to the next topics here, you know, I want to be clear that some I've met people in my life, doctors in my life, that are some of the best people ever. Best people you ever meet. I mean, brain surgeries, emergency surgeons, you know, pediatric care, all of it. Some of the best people I've ever met. But obviously, there's bad people in these hospitals. Obviously, there's bad people that are doctors, too, because otherwise, how would this have been able to go on? And so just kind of speaking to the industry in general, I mean, are there just doctors out there that just don't care? They just don't have any soul, any feeling anymore? Like, yeah, all these COVID patients come in. We know they're going to die. We know we're going to kill them. We just don't care. I'm getting my paycheck. I mean, I'm just so confused because, again, the people I've met that are doctors are good people. So how does this happen?
Well, it baffles me as well. When you think about it, I mean, even just to keep a job for a few dollars, to know that what you're doing or what you're witnessing and being silent about is resulting in the death of other human beings in a profession that you went into for the opposite. I'm not going to make excuses for them. I've heard a number of excuses that doctors are trained, you know, mechanistically, and that they are trained to take a direction from the CDC. Come on, you've got a brain. You wouldn't have gotten through medical school without at least some kind of a discernment in your brain. So I don't buy that. I do think a lot of it is the incentivization. I think the hospitals have turned doctors into employees and hospitalists, but some people delude themselves. I've heard nurses and doctors delude themselves into, you know, the excuse of, well, I'm in there trying to help people. At least I can warn people while I'm in there. No, you're in there enabling this hospital system to continue the death protocol, to continue forcing people on narcotics when you know they don't need them, when you know it incapacitates them. I went on record in front of the board of directors at Sarasota Memorial Hospital in February. I had the opportunity because this is a publicly funded hospital and a publicly elected board. And I clearly came out to the board and I said in person, you are the poster child for the killing fields that American hospitals have become. And the board of directors said to me, Dr. Ruby, you know, you are on dangerous ground. I wanted to say, no, sir, you are in dangerous ground because you are all responsible for these deaths. It's atrocious, Owen, and there's no excuse for it.
Well, and I think, though, exactly, it's not an excuse, but I think you kind of give us an idea where maybe these doctors just don't want to be fully honest with themselves. And maybe they just don't want to face the music that they're playing inside of these hospitals, which is exactly as you put it. You're now facilitating a depopulation agenda. You're now facilitating, in your part, it might be considered involuntary manslaughter, but when you look at the protocols, that's murder. That's premeditated murder. But hey, again, I'm not trying to slight doctors. That's like I want to think the least of my problems here, trying to clean up this country. But it's like, look, I get it. You're a doctor. You're making good amounts of money. You got a nice, cushy job at the hospital. You don't want to lose it. So you just kind of turn the eye the other way, pretend you don't see it, don't notice what's going on. I mean, that's my best analysis of what's going on here. And in the final 30 seconds, Dr. Jane Ruby, of this segment, before we rejoin on the next, I'll let you respond.
Yeah, and I agree with you, Owen. There are wonderful doctors and nurses, lifesavers. I've been one of them myself. This is not the entire profession, but I'm very disturbed about the silence across the majority of the profession for those that are in these hospitals and doing this to patients. My heart breaks for patients that died in a cold.
Yeah, you know, I guess it's the same thing with the media. It's like, why would somebody on television lie to you? For money. Why would a doctor let murder happen? For money. I guess.
InfoWars is known for being tomorrow's news today. InfoWars is known for having 98% accuracy on average. InfoWars is known as being a game changer, and our products are not any different. two amazing products that I really want you to try if you've never tried them. Or if you've been a regular buyer of them, they've been sold out for a long time, they're back in stock. I want to remind you, we're now back in stock, are the Real Red Pill Plus and Elephant Bone Broth. I don't have time in 60 seconds to tell you about all the ingredients, but believe me, you want to go research. You want to go check out Real Red Pill Plus and Ultimate Bone Broth, back in stock, but they're selling out quick. And despite the fact they're selling out, they're both discounted. In fact, Real Red Pill Plus is 40% off right now. But in a week or so, it's going to go back to full price. It's about to sell out. This is your chance to experience Real Red Pill Plus and Ultimate Bone Broth exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139. Thank you for your support.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCMteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCMteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
All right, crew, let's get her dug.
Honey, you want to give me a hand? I'm planting that tree, remember?
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. You must call 811 at least 2 to 3 business days before any digging project, so you can avoid hitting our essential buried utilities. This includes natural gas and petroleum pipelines, electric, communication cables, and water and sewer lines. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811. Brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Tip of the spear. It is the Alex Jones Show with Owen Troyer.
All right, our next big topic here for Dr. Jane Ruby is the mRNA. And I think people need to get a better understanding of what this is all about. It wasn't just about the COVID-19 vaccines. That was just kind of the first real-world test that they did on the public. If you took an mRNA injection, if you took a COVID-19 vaccine, you were just a test subject, folks. You were essentially a lab rat for big pharmaceutical companies. And they had their whole thing tied tightly with the emergency use authorization, the fear-mongering in the media, all of it. They did it. They treated you like a lab rat when really they were just testing this mRNA technology It wasn't just about these COVID-19 vaccines. What are we learning about the mRNA technology? Or more importantly, what are we learning about how they used this COVID-19 scamdemic on us to test the technology on us?
Yeah, you would think that they would kind of back off a little bit because there have been so many injuries and deaths just to, you know, maintain plausible deniability. But no, they're going full speed ahead. And let me show you how. It blows my mind. They're not only pursuing more and different subtypes, supposedly, of the mRNA material, Owen, but they're developing not only maybe hundreds of new, what they call vaccines, which we know they never were, but also therapeutics. They're going to try to tell you now that we've got treatment for cancer and Lyme disease and all kinds of other chronic illnesses, right? This is a lie. Looking at the Moderna pipeline alone, you can count in one section over 50 new mRNAs. You'll see mRNA and then a four-digit number, right? And then it'll have across the line description of, you know, what it's intended for and what phase of the study it's in. Because when there are real trials, which I don't believe these are, they take them through phase one through phase three. These are you start out, each phase has to inform the next. None of that was done for the COVID shots. None of it's being done now. It's incredible. And let me point out one other thing. The founders of BioNTech, this German couple, this is Uğur Şahin and Özlem Türeci. It's a husband-wife group. They made billions, right, for BioNTech. They founded BioNTech, the partner of Pfizer. They have come out and said they have developed an mRNA treatment for cancer, kind of like a vaccine, kind of like a treatment. It doesn't make any medical or scientific sense, but they're setting up their mRNA production manufacturing plants in Australia and Africa. This is all in the news, in the mainstream news. It's almost like, oh, and we're all living in two parallel universes, where on our side, people are dying, they're injured, they're permanently disabled, they can't work anymore from taking these shots, and they all know it, and VAERS is exploding. And then the other part of the universe is, oh, it's these people like this founder couple from BioNTech that's essentially just going full speed ahead, creating more plants, manufacturing plants to produce multiple types of mRNA so they can be trillionaires, I guess. It's absolutely insane. The other hoax is this newly, I call it the agency formerly known as the FDA, this newly FDA-approved vaccine for an obscure infection called RSV, respiratory syncytial virus. They claim what this is, Owen, is it's really an imitation type production of Novavax. In other words, you don't get the mRNA yourself. They put it into an animal or some other synthetic cell situation. They make that entity produce billions of spike proteins. Then they extract them and inject you with them. And that's essentially what this Arexv is. But here's the interesting thing. Arexv is made by GSK. GSK is one of the main sponsors of the, watch this, National Foundation of Infectious Disease. Sounds official, right? But it's really a pharmaceutical company run and paid for organization pretending to be a government organization of goodwill, warning us in October that there was going to be this incredible RSV pandemic coming during the winter that never happened. And by the way, the RSV infection is diagnosed with the, take a guess, the PCR test.
And it was caused, PCR test. Many of it was caused by the actual COVID protocols.
Exactly, exactly. And the symptoms are identical to the common cold. Come on. Oh, and they're using that as a smokescreen to scare people into taking yet another shot. So the new mRNAs are going to come to you in different forms. You're going to say, I'm never having another COVID-19 shot again. But you're going to get the material and the poison in many other ways if you're not careful.
Even in the food supply. And, you know, I tend to do this too. I try to have a better perspective on things, but we can't help to kind of view everything through a political lens, right? Because we understand how politics get weaponized against us. We understand how politics is operating from the elite down. We want to reverse that. And so we tend to kind of forget a lot of times that, you know, sometimes money is just the motive here. And I look back to, I think the lady's name was Elizabeth Holmes. Guys, I hope I'm not butchering this. I think the lady's name was Elizabeth Holmes, who did like the fake cancer screening thing. Yeah. And made a bunch of money, was on the cover of all these magazines. She was the next big health change and trend. Well, it was all a fraud. Her stuff didn't work. And I feel like there's an element of this as well. And people tend to discount that. Oh, no, it's part of the depopulization. It's part of the globalist, part of the New World Order. Well, maybe, but also, let's not forget, some people are just motivated by money. Some people just want to make a bunch of money, make millions, make billions, whatever, and they'll run this whole fraud on their own, and it might not have anything to do with politics. So where do you really see this mRNA technology going? Do you think this really is a political weaponization against the public and the health sector, or do you think the people trying to get this to the market are just trying to get rich fast?
Well, I think it's a great question. I think it's actually a combination of all of that. I think that the pharmaceutical companies are now part of the DOD. It's part of our wayward government that we really don't have anymore, and our constitution is in suspension. But I believe that it's a combination. So they're allowing the greed and unfettered free-for-all propensity of these pharmaceutical companies. There's no oversight anymore, so they can essentially do anything they want, and they know it, for money. So they're letting that natural thing play out. And whatever the top of the food chain is, whether it's the DOD itself or the World Health Organization, which, by the way, is not a health organization, it's the military wing of the UN. If they're they're just allowing that greed to play out while their overarching agenda of depopulation, potential future enslavement, coercing people into the limited areas with limited options so that they do become slaves inadvertently. I think it's all part of helping that to play out. The greed is a great tool for the cabal to use. Come on, right? And these pharmaceutical companies are running, it's like a fast bullet train. You can't stop it. There's no oversight. I mean, even Pfizer admitted in their motion to dismiss in the Brooke Jackson whistleblower case, hey, we weren't making a pharmaceutical product. We were making a military prototype. So we didn't need to do all that safety stuff. Oh, but you went through the dog and pony show and you pretended like you went through the phases of safety and efficacy in the trials, really weren't trials. So it's a combination, I think, is my answer to that.
Well, and I tend to notice, too, and I'm not a Luddite. I'm not. And I actually embrace technology and innovation that makes our lives easier. But there's this understanding that I see from a lot of people, and they just say, oh, well, this is just good. We're just innovating. We're making better stuff. Stuff's gonna be well, hey, sometimes new inventions are not better. And sometimes new inventions actually end up harming a lot of people. And so I just feel like you're saying the lack of oversight here, the lack of concern, we should be a lot more critical of these new emerging health technologies. We should be way more critical of them before they get to the market and end up killing people.
Absolutely right. This is not, you know, this is not your mother's, you know, crossbred, you know, watermelon with no seeds, okay? This is full-on gene editing. And it's not just to depopulate, Owen, it's to literally change the composition of human beings. And that's the scariest part of all.
Well, speaking of fruit, you won't believe what Bill Gates is doing to your fruit. We'll talk about that on the other side with Dr. Jane Ruby.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com. That's advertise at gcnlive.com.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
Have you heard the warning from the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Here with Dr. Jane Ruby, and I told you you won't believe what Bill Gates is doing to your fruit. Dr. Jane Ruby will tell us now. I was, I suppose, not shocked when I heard this, but it's just Bill Gates every damn time. I mean, it used to be Monsanto was always behind all of this crap. Now it's Bill Gates. What is Bill Gates doing to our fruit? What is Bill Gates' plan for our fruit, Dr. Jane Ruby?
Well, Owen, this guy has way too much money and way too much time on his hands, and he's an evil person. Otherwise, it could be used for good. But he actually founded a company, and people tried to argue with me about this, but actually when you dig deeper, he founded a company called Apeel, A-P-E-E-L. I want people to remember that name. It was technically founded by a WEF, you know, young, you know, up-and-coming darling named James Rogers in 2012. But James James got his first $100,000 grant from the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation, and then thereafter, Gates and Microsoft have funded over $110 million in funds raised for this company. Now, it's not to be confused with some UK chemical company. This was going around social media for a while, and I need to correct it. It was some chemical cleaning fluid, unfortunately of the same name. So people got confused. But nevertheless, it is definitely dangerous. This is a fruit and vegetable coating. And let me warn you, it can't be rubbed off, washed off, scraped off. And it is, even if you just can't get rid of this stuff. And they're putting it in everything. So prepared foods in your grocery stores, so you think you're going to avoid it? What do you think they're using? They're using their own produce. They're going to put it in pet food. And, of course, our pets are little. They have a smaller body surface area. They're going to get sicker faster and die faster. And that's what they want to do. They just want to damage everybody. So here's the deal on A-Peel. They claim it's innocent, that it's made from the skins and the stems of fruits and vegetables. What could be bad with that? But they neglect to tell you, Owen, they're made using trans fatty acids, mono and diglycerides. What your body does is construct triglycerides with those in its most innocent form. But those are the kinds of glycerides that advance heart attacks and strokes, atherosclerosis, which is a collection of fatty acids in the blood, the lining of the blood, your vessels, which cause your heart attacks and strokes. So it's not innocent. And then the way they distill it is by using heavy chemicals and toxic materials that leave their residuals behind. So here's what happened recently. APL partnered with a large lemon-lime distributor called Limonera. Okay, this company's stock was tanking. And what ended up happening is they've now got the sort of one of the major worldwide rights with APL to spray millions of lemons and limes. And in fact, the CEO, Harold Edwards, of this Lehman area, claims that his goal now, I'm sure it'll help his stock, but his goal is to spray every lemon in the world, Owen.
Well, this is like, people need to understand this.
Yeah.
If you have rats in your house, you want to get rid of the rats, or cockroaches. You want to get rid of the cockroaches. And so you use poisons to get rid of the unwanted pests. That's, I feel like, how Bill Gates views the average person. That's how I think the political elite, and that's how the globalists, World Economic Forum, Klaus Schwab's types, that's how they view us, folks. We're the cockroaches. We're the pests that they're trying to get poisoned to die. That's how this feels to me. Now, there's two questions that I have that I want you to answer here in the last 5 minutes, and I'll just ask them to you now for the sake of time. One, why can't we wipe this stuff off fruit? What makes it impossible to wipe off? And then two, what I've noticed is all their new weapons seem to be going after our hearts. All their new weapons seem to be targeting the hearts. Humans are not easy to kill. Have they learned that just all-out attack on the heart is the best way to try to wipe us out?
Well, I'll take that question first. As a cardiac nurse practitioner specialist, I can tell you that the heart, the heart and lungs are really one system. But yes, if you damage the heart, I mean, think about it. Everything is dependent on your circulatory system, and your heart is responsible for moving, blood, oxygen, nutrients, all kinds of things, healing elements, valuable lymph materials to keep you healthy through your system. So you attack the heart, you're going to disable people quickly, and you're probably going to kill a lot of people. So it's very astute of you to make that connection to the heart. But in general, I do think it's about taking people out. And I also think it's about disabling the rest of the population so that, we wipe out the middle class. We wipe out all that's beautiful about America, which is, working hard and creating our own value and wealth and health on our own. They want us to be dependent. But getting back to the technical aspects of APL and why can't you wipe it off or wash it off, The insight of that question is brilliant because when you think about it, that's intentional. If you really wanted to use something innocuous and safe, you would formulate it so that people would have a choice or they could peel it off. Maybe it's in a sort of a container that had that ability to prevent rotting, maybe that prevented oxidation and, you know, bruising and things like that. But no, we have a chemical here that is sprayed, literally liquid spray on, but adheres to it. Most likely soaks into it, right? And we're not stopping. Let me let you know, they're not stopping at lemons and limes and avocados. Those are the first fruits and vegetables to be hit. They are going to go after strawberries, asparagus. And when you start to hit very delicate skins like strawberries, raspberries, asparagus, it's going in, my friend. I mean, it's 100% going in. It might take a little bit longer with the peels of lemons and limes are incredibly valuable to your health. There are people that have advised us, you know, freeze your lemons and limes and then just shave those peels into your food because there are health benefits to it, health maintenance benefits, improvements if you're under cancer treatment. It's just absolutely amazing. So what they've done is they're kind of boxing us in. They're damaging the food, making you sick with this, you know, as you said, this new wonderful technology, and then not, you know, precluding you from being able to protect yourself from it. So I say, get yourself off their grid. Get yourself off the dependence of these major, you know, food producers and pump, you know, these big box grocery stores. You've got options. Grow your own. You can grow them even inside your own environment, inside your own house, depending on, you know, you don't have to be in Florida or in the tropics. You can do a lot of different things. You can make friends with farmers and say, listen, I want direct from your field. I want to buy direct from your field. Those are the kinds of things that people should be doing now to protect ourselves, Owen, so we can get through this period.
I can control them. Yeah, I would say just to expand on that, either befriend local farmers, get, you know who's like-minded at your local farmer's market, or like you said, just start growing your own stuff. It's easier than you might expect, especially with some of the new technology we have with hydroponics and aquaponics. I mean, even just a raised garden that gets like 4 or 5 hours of sunlight a day, you'd be amazed at how much produce you can get. So the food supply is completely under attack. Well, Dr. Jane Ruby, this has been an incredible hour with you. I thank you for your time. Any closing statements or anything else you want to let people know, how they can follow you and get in touch with you in the last 90 seconds here?
Yeah, thank you so much for having me, Owen. It's always great to be back on InfoWars. I would say that people could find me mostly on my Rumble channel. That's rumble.com/DRJRuby. Everything I do gets uploaded there. And also you can find me on Band Video because a lot of folks are with me there and it's exciting to be back with you guys. So that's that part of it. In terms of my last parting words, guys, start to think now. Plan now. Think about if you had to be off of these major corporate grids for 12 months, what would you do? Sit down with your family. Start to make a list. What do I need for energy? You've got all kinds of resources like InfoWars Store and other great patriotic businesses that are trying to help you right now. So make a list of what you need. Energy, healthcare, you know, keeping the house safe, your protection, your security, your energy, all those kinds of things. So thank you so much for giving me the opportunity to help people help themselves, Owen. It's been a pleasure and an honor.
And thank you. And ladies and gentlemen, we will upload this entire interview to band.video. I'm also going to upload this, just the separate segments as well, the ones that are topical. So be sure to share this information with your friends and family. And folks, look, this is why we sell water filters. This is why we sell the supplements, because we want you to live healthy lives. I'm a perfect example. Dr. Jane Ruby, thank you for your time.
Hi, this is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and best-selling author on safety and preparedness. The fact is, things are getting downright scary for everyone who's storing their wealth in the banks. We just saw the collapse of 3 major banks, and I would urge you to consider protecting your wealth ASAP. If even a tiny percentage of Americans attempt to withdraw their savings, we would see a collapse of the entire banking system, sending us into a modern-day Great Depression. Fortunately, there is a way for you to avoid this. It starts with contacting Advantage Gold. If you have an IRA or 401k, today, Advantage Gold can help convert those paper assets into physical gold and silver. This is the process that I recommend everybody use as a hedge against rapid inflation and to protect your retirement wealth from the banks. Take control of your financial safety today. Call 800-900-8000 to get your free gold investment kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.